It's always after such a nice festival. We have all, I think, for our own spiritual lives, gotten a lot of personal inspirations and encouragements. Maybe some things became clearer to us. Maybe some challenges even became more, let me say, more present to us. And I hope many solutions, spiritual solutions, and spiritual inspirations have come into our lives. I would suggest that now you start the second International Pandava Sena Camp. It should be part two. It starts from tomorrow. and that is that we try to apply whatever we have learned, whatever became clear to us, into our lives. Please study the whole retreat. Go in your mind back to moments in kirtan, moments in lectures, moments in personal discussions and encounters with devotees, or maybe go back in your mind to the beautiful yagya which we had yesterday evening, where we all felt the Lord coming out of the flames of the yagyic fire. Or you might like to go back to the joyful scene when we came down from this cathedral. The Matajis were dancing and jumping and shouting in joy. There was an ocean of Matajis before us, and when I looked back, I saw an army of male devotees, almost like the Vikings who conquered Denmark or Great Britain behind us. It was a very joyful and very, let us say, spiritually enlivened scene. So please go back in your memory in this to these last 9 days or so, and collect the jewels of inspirations, bind them in your cloth, and take them with you, because they will give you inspiration and light in the year to come. Have you all heard about the explorer Marco Polo? He went to India and further to Balochistan and Mongolia and Tibet and so on. And he wrote down in his diary what happened to him when he came back to Venice, his hometown. When he came back to London, Venice. Everything seemed to be so small now. The streets seem to be so tiny. The people seem to be engaged with such small time problems. And he felt how the little world of Venice began to zero in on him. That means pressure him. But he had foreseen this. So whenever he felt a little bit pressured, or too narrow, the life seemed to be so too narrow, he opened up his coat and he looked into the inside of his coats, where he had put the most wonderful jewels from Balochistan, Mongolia, India. And he looked at the jewels and he found inspiration in them. I was in a distant country. I was involving myself with new discoveries and explorations, and this gave him strength. So I would request all of you to sew a few jewels into your coats, London coats, your working coats, or underneath your kurtas and saris. And when life gets too narrow or precious, you then remember those precious jewels, these precious moments which you had in this retreat, and apply them to your lives. This is the second thing which I want to suggest to you. The first is remember the jewels, the moments which meant something to you. And the second is apply new spiritual inspirations for your life. Remember Urmila's, Mataji Urmila's sessions where she gave so many practical advices. Remember Bhakti Charu Maharaj's lecture where he reminded us that in this world we cannot find the happiness which we are looking for. And remember the Yakya, and more than anything, remember the weighty, inspiring presence of Lord Nrisimhadev on the altar. And this will help you very much. Apply those things which became clear to you. No one of you should leave this assembly empty-handed. There were so many gifts given to you. If you cannot find any gift by your memory, then please go again into the past which you had, and you will find things, and pick them up by the power of gratitude. Oh, this was given to me. I will keep it. I want to say one other last thing, and I will tell it in the way of a storyteller. It's my favorite way. Prabhupada once say, if you know a story, that's very good. People will remember. Once there was Narada Muni visiting Lord Krishna, and he said to Krishna, "My dear Lord, I'm always preaching about your Maya, but I don't know what your Maya is. Can you kindly show me?" Krishna looked at him. The English word is woefully. He was not so happy that such a request should come from his devotee. He said, "You really, you want to see my Maya?" "Yes, yes, 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 yes. Then I can inform people how to get out of it." "Aha," said Krishna. Then Krishna went with Narada Muni from Dwaraka to the mainland, and they walked through a desert. All of a sudden, Krishna said to Narada Muni, "Please, Narada, I'm thirsty. Bring me a glass of water." Narada Muni started to walk over the... And he asked, "Where? This is a desert." "No, you go through the desert and then you will find a little river, and on the bank of the river, a village. Knock at the doors and one door will open for you and you will get the glass of water." Narada Muni followed the instructions, crossed the desert, found the river, and then knocked at the first door. No one opened. The second door, no one opened. The third door, the door opened. There was a beautiful lady. "Oh, welcome, Narada." "What do you want?" "A glass of water for my friend." "Oh, is that all? Come inside, sit down, rest for a while." "No, I just want a glass of water." At this moment, another door in the back of the house opened. And the father of the young woman came and said, "Oh, you must be Narada Muni. It is foretold in ancient scriptures that on this day Narada Muni would come to my house and marry my daughter." I found out that this is a very important subject matter for the Pandava Sena. Narada Muni said, I was thinking of staying a brahmachari. No, the stars have already arranged the marriage in heaven. Now you just pick it up on earth." Narada Muni entered the house. I make it short, he became the husband. And after his father-in-law had died, he became the village chief, and he fathered two sons. One day, a monsoon broke loose. It became very, very monsoony. The river began to increase in size. Soon it went over the banks, and with its watery hands it took down one house, whoosh, took down a second house. And when it came to Narada Muni's house, Narada Muni said, my dear wife and my dear sons, let's escape. There is a boat." And he took his family inside the boat, which soon was floating on the stormy river. One wave came and took the first son of Narada Muni and ripped him into the water. A second wave came, took the second son. "Oh no," said Narada Muni, "I can't defend my family." When the third wave came, it took away his wife. This moment the fourth wave came and it took the boat higher and higher. And then it pulled the boat down. I need another English-speaking help. It capsized. I know the English language. It capsized. Ping. And Narada Muni fell out. He screamed, "Help, help, help, Krishna!" And he drowned. He was trying to grab for something. Finally he had something, and as he pulled, he opened his eyes. It was a yellow dhoti. And he went higher with his eyes and looked into the smiling face of Krishna. The illusion had disappeared when he called, "Krishna!" Krishna smiled and looked at him and said, "Where is my glass of water, please?" Narada Muni said, I'm sorry, I slightly forgot. So many things went in the head. I'm just coming." And he went and crossed the desert. He found the river, the same river. He knocked at the first door. No one opened. The second door. No one opened. The third door. "Oh, Narada Muni!" He saw the most beautiful of women. "What can I do for you?" Narada Muni said, I have come to get a glass of water for my dear Lord Sri Krishna." "Oh, betiye, betiye." No, I'm a little short of time. Just please give me the glass of water. At this moment, the door, another door opened. Oh, you must be Narada. Yes. I want a glass of water. No, sit down. There's an old prophecy and so on. Yes. A glass of water. Really, only a glass of water. Is this all you want? Yes, I want a glass of water for Krishna. This moment, the woman looked very, very devotional and wonderful and said, here's your glass of water, bring it to Krishna. Never forget to bring your glass of water to Krishna. Then I cannot have any dominion over any living entity. And the scene disappeared. Narada Muni went back through the village. Village. Through the desert, where Krishna was waiting with a concerned look. When he saw that Narada Muni came with a glass of water, he was very happy. He said, thank you. Do you now understand what Maya is? Maya means to forget to bring me my glass of water. It's a very deep story. Please think about it. Please, if you have forgotten everything which I told you in the seminar, and I believe you have remembered many things, but remember your glass of water. Bring your glass of water to Krishna. And I wish you all the best for your life. I must say my heart is definitely full of affection. Somehow, I'm known as a person with a stone heart, but the Pandava Senas always melt my heart. I become so happy. It's maybe because I became the effort to become Krishna conscious. When I was young, and thank you very much for bringing me back to my young days. I sincerely pray to the Lord that you may take some inspirations with you and that you are able to apply it. And when times get tough, remember the glass of water for Lord Krishna. Then everything will soon dissolve. The tough things will soon dissolve and you will become genuinely happy in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Pralad Nisingadeva ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.